Hello and welcome to the Non-League Review presented by me, Nathan Holt. And today we're going to be reviewing all the fixtures in the National League, the National League South and the National League North for the upcoming weekend. And there's some real big games in there. So big thanks for the support on the first episode. Make sure you follow me whatever platform you're on. If you're on Spotify, make sure to give me a follow and share me around on your Instagram stories and all that good stuff. And yeah, let's get into the pod. So before I start, I just want to say a massive thank you for the support on the first episode. I'm planning to do a show in the week if there's not like non-league fixtures in the week or non-league results in the week to review. So basically give predictions and give the three sort of big fixtures to look out for that weekend. I'm going to have people on from the National League South and National League North giving their predictions as well. So all three leagues covered. Without further ado, let's get into the preview. So, starting off in the National League, the first game to talk about is AFC Fylde versus Dagenham. And Redbridge, AFC Fylde had a new manager come in, Jim Bentley, lost their last game against Solihull Moors, but apart from that, some decent results, win, draw, win. So, not too bad. Solihull side, who will be up there this season, so I don't think Fylde will be too worried about that. Dagenham off the back of a big 6-1 win over Aldershot. And I think that may be like the turn in the tide for Peter Taylor. He needed that result after three losses on the bounce. But for my prediction, I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. I think Fylde, potentially leak, not being great at the back this season. I think Dagenham will struggle to get a point at Mill Farm, which has not been a great fortress of late. But I think Fylde will get an okay point against Dagenham, who are in okay form as well. Moving on to Aldershot versus Notts County. Notts County, again, they need to bounce back after an absolute shocker show at home to Barrow. And Aldershot, again, another side that need to recover from a 6-1 defeat. So two sides looking to bounce back. Who do I think is going to bounce back first? I think Notts County. I think they will provide. I think Notts County have just got a little bit more quality. And I think Neil Ardley will get his players up for that game. And I think we'll just overrun Aldershot in the end. There hasn't been many recent meetings, but I am going to go for a 2-1 victory for Notts County. I'm sure they'll bring a decent amount of fans to the East Bank. Aldershot, moving on to the next game, is the leaders, Barrow versus Barnet. I remember talking in the pod, in the first pod that Barnet always been one of those sides that are just so out of form. You see them one week and you look absolutely, they should be up there. Another week they should be down near the bottom, and I think they'll continue. I think Barrow have been really good this season. I think we will remain top after this game. I'm going to go for a 2-0 victory to Barrow in that one. On to the next game is Chorley versus Torquay. Chorley, obviously, but on the back of their first win in ages, I think we'll go into this game with confidence. But Torquay, off the back of a disappointing result against Sutton, I think Torquay will bounce back against Chorley with a 3-1 victory there. Dover Athletic versus Solihull Moors. I think this is a real, real tough game and a big, big game for Dover. As I've said, their away form is fantastic, but their home form is not great. And what an opportunity to do it against one of the informed sides in the league. Solihull are real, real up there. Only a point off the top. And after an impressive victory over Fylde, I think the Dover's home sort of demons will continue. And I think I'm going to go for a 1-0. Can't say the word on the pod, but an absolute scrappy one. And I think Solihull will score a corner or something and just absolutely block it out and get a good win there. Halifax versus Eastleigh. This is a tough one. I think Eastleigh, sort of both sides in not great form. They both got the same form. Halifax only got one win in five. Same with Eastleigh as well. A lot of draws for Eastleigh as well. So I think it's a tough one to predict this one. Halifax are still in fourth, but I think that's a little bit deceiving with their form. They've kind of slowly drifted off, but just how tight this league is, they're still sort of hanging in there. So I'm going to go for an away victory for Eastleigh on this one. I think they probably deserve a little bit of luck. I think Scott Rindell continues to score late goals, and I think he will do that against Halifax. I'm going to go for a 2-1 victory to the Spitfires at that one. Harrogate versus Chesterfield. I think this would be a decent following from Chesterfield up to Harrogate. As I said, Chesterfield on a good run and then just slipped up against against Chorley. Harrogate, I'm surprised to see this, but they also they had a shock. They lost 4-2 against Eastleigh, then lost against Pompey, and then dropped that 3 points. Dropped 2 points against Bromley in the end when they were 3-0 up. That would have been a massive result. And I think that will be playing on the Harrogate players' mind. I think we're going to go for a 3-2 victory for Chesterfield, a high-scoring one in Yorkshire, to mean that Chesterfield get an important win. Hartlepool versus Borehamwood. Now, this is a tough one. Borehamwood are in good form, and they're sort of slowly rising up that table. And Hartlepool haven't lost to Borehamwood in their last four meetings. So I am going to think Hartlepool did look like a good side in the first half hour, but they always get leads and they always drop them like they did against Ebbsfleet in on Saturday. But I think they will hold on to this one. I think I'm going to go for a 2-0 victory to Hartlepool at Victoria Park. I think they do need a victory. Dave Chandler will hopefully get his first league victory for them. Then my team, Ebbsfleet, are away to Stockport. I'm looking forward to this trip up to the Hatters, up near Manchester. Stockport are in good form. They seem to be scoring a lot of late goals. Their last home game at Edgeley Park, they won 1-0 against Dagenham in the FA Cup. And then another late win against Barnet as well. You know, Stockport are sort of doing okay, 11th in the league. But I think Fleet, you know, we are in 23rd, but I think I don't think I can be biased and say we're going to win, but I am going to go for a 1-1 draw. I can't see us getting a clean sheet up there, but I can see us scoring. I think Stockport will probably get a goal, but I think we'll fight back and get a point in the end. Moving on to Sutton versus Bromley. Bromley got a point against Harrogate. They'll probably feel like a win in the end. So I think they'll be full of confidence. Same with Sutton, who got a really big win against Torquay. So this is a tough one, but I think Bromley will get back to winning ways and push back towards the top of that table with a 2-0 victory at Sutton. Wrexham versus Yeovil. I think Wrexham obviously come off the back of the Wafers Cup result, and have been sort of indifferent in the league and are still in the relegation zone. They are third bottom, and Yeovil have lost their last two games in the league and are still near the top. But I am going to go for a Wrexham win, sort of a shock today. I think Wrexham under Dean Keats, I know they haven't got the results, but have seemed to look better under him. So I think Wrexham will get a result. I think it'll be a real, real tough one. I think it'll be a 1-0 victory. I think Bobby Grant will get a goal for them just to sneak potentially a massive victory for them. The last fixture in the National League is the one on telly. Maidenhead and Woking. Two sides in not great form as well. Maidenhead have lost their last five games in... No, not last. They've lost their last three games. Woking only have one win in five, and have slowly sort of seeped down the table after being sort of high flyers at the top of the league. Maidenhead are only 6 points off the relegation zone. With teams with games in hand, that could get smaller. And I think this is going to be a bit of a boring one for the telly and a 0-0 draw. I think Alan Devonshire will take a point in that one just to stop the rut. So our sixth tier sides are involved in the FA Trophy this week. So I'm going to pass you over to Jeevan of Dartford FC fans on Instagram. He's going to take you through the southern side of the FA Trophy draw. So yeah, I'll pass you over to Jeevan.
Hi everyone, just a quick introduction to myself. I'm Jeevan and I run the Dartford Fans page on Instagram, which is almost at 750 followers, so make sure you give that a follow as I look to build up that page. I'm a passionate Dartford fan who knows the National League South very well, and I'll be running through my predictions for the FA Trophy this weekend that involves any National League South team. So the first game I'll be previewing is Bath City v Gosport Borough. Bath are a very strong team in the league this year, as they were last year, as they make strong strides under Jerry Gill. I'll be going for a 2-0 win. It should be comfortable for them over Gosport. In terms of Billericay v Hampton and Richmond, I'll be backing on a Billericay win. Although they've been rocked by the departure of Glenn Tamplin, Jake Robinson is still amongst the goals, hence why I'll be going for a 2-1 win for Villarrica, although Hampton have been turning their form around as they progress up the table. In terms of Braintree v Yate Town, I'll be going for a Braintree win. Obviously, they're rocked by the departure of Glenn Driver, who is doing very well under a very reduced budget. But they've got some very good players, such as Jason Banton, and I'll back them for a 2-0 win over Yate Town, who are struggling in the Southern League. To say it's a big game for Chelmsford boss Rod Stringer would be a huge understatement. His side are struggling in the National League South, as they lost 6-2 last time at Oxford City and crashed out of the FA Cup, the first time of asking this year, losing 1-0 at Colchalton. They'll be looking to bounce back with a win against struggling Hungerford, who Ian Herring did very well to keep up last year, but it is looking another tough task to keep them up. I'll be going for a 1-1 draw, going for another replay where I think Chelmsford will win. It's another All-National League South clash in Concord Rangers v Slough Town. Slough Town have been on absolute fire this season, sitting second in the league, and a player I've been very impressed by is Max Worsford, who moved from Maidenhead in the summer and has been firing them in recently for Slough. For this one, I'll be backing a 2-1 Slough win. I think they'll continue their good form against the Concord Rangers side, who have faltered from their blistering start from the season. 2-1 Slough Town. Dulwich boss Gavin Rose has been coming under some increasing pressure in the last few weeks. His side have dropped right down the table, having had a very good start from the season, winning 3 games from 3. And having gone full-time and an increased budget in the summer, they'd have been expecting to do a lot better than how they have done this season. They're facing Chippenham Town, where I believe it will be a 0-0 draw, and Chippenham to get the win in the replay. Furthermore, I believe Eastbourne Borough are going to have enough for Hartney Wintney, their step 3 rivals, and I'll be going for a 1-0 Eastbourne win. They've got some very good attacking players such as Dean Cox. I believe they have too much quality for Hartley. Hemel Hempstead travel to Haringey Borough this weekend. Hemel Hempstead are a very good outfit this year, having brought in Sammy Moore from Concord Rangers, and they've brought a lot of very good players with them. Some players I rate very highly are Alex Wall and Sam Besant, both very good when they played against Dartford last year. They travel to Haringey Borough, who are no mugs. They almost got to the National League South last season, and they've got a very good player in centre mid, Scott Duryaje, who played for Woking last year and was in their midfield. I'll be going for a 2-0 Hemel Hempstead win. I think they'll have too much for Haringey. Havant and Waterlooville play Cinderford Town. There's only going to be one winner in this. I thought Havant are still going to win the league in the National League South, and I'll be going for a 4-0 win over Cinderford. Dorking Wanderers make the very short trip to Leatherhead this weekend. Dorking actually brought Sam Gallagher from Leatherhead earlier this season, who has done very well. I was impressed with him at Princes Park. I'll be going for a 2-1 Dorking win. Dorking have adapted very well in the National League South, and I believe they'll get the win over the struggling Leatherhead this weekend. Furthermore, Maidstone are playing Dartford this weekend. Last weekend, it was a 2-2 draw with Darren McQueen and Tom Bonner getting the equalisers in a very dramatic draw in front of a bumper crowd at Princes Park of over 2,000 people. For this one, I'll be honest, I think Maidstone will get the win. I'm going to go for a 2-0 win. We're still adapting to Steve King's methods, and Maidstone are a very good outfit. I think they'll have too much for us. A quick note on Steve King at Dartford. I believe this is a very good appointment for us. He knows the National League South inside out, like the back of his hand. And having done so well at Whitehawk, Welling, Farnborough, Lewis, he's the most experienced and successful manager in the league, and I believe he's perfect for us to realise our potential, which is very, very high, having been in the National League for 3 years not so long ago and even getting a very high finish in there of 8th. I believe it will be a very successful appointment, and I'm very happy about it, so let's see how it goes. Tunbridge Angels host Spalding Regis Town. I'll be going for a 2-0 Tunbridge win. Tunbridge have been playing some very good football this year, though they haven't always got the results to show for it. Calder Costa has been a very key player for them, and I'll believe that he'll be amongst the goals this weekend in a 2-0 win. They've also got Ben Greenhalgh, I know from Dartford, although he won't be able to play. I think Wealdstone will be 4-0 winners at Royston Town. They've been an absolute fire this season, although I still think Havant and Waterlooville will have too much for them in the end. They've got the stronger team, the stronger budget. As for Welling United to be St Albans City, these are two very poor teams struggling at the foot of the league. I'll be going for a 0-0 draw and St Albans to win the replay. I've been particularly surprised at St Albans struggling, given they've got some very good players and a very good manager in Ian Allison, who did very well at Boreham Wood and has had St Albans up in the playoffs in the last few years. As for the final two games I'll be covering, Oxford City face AFC Hornchurch. Oxford City have had a very good upturn in form, having sacked Mark Jones, and this is evidenced by the 6-2 win against Chelmsford. Although this won't be an easy game, as Hornchurch have been doing very well in the Bostic League this year, sitting in the playoffs. For this one, I'll be going for a 2-0 Oxford City win. There is still a big gap between the National League South and the Bostic League, and I think Oxford will have too much. As for Weymouth v Hastings United, I'll be going for a 3-0 Weymouth win. I've been very impressed with Weymouth this season. I was at the Weymouth Dartford game where we got beaten 3-1. Weymouth are a very big club and they've got some very good players such as Odubade, and I believe he'll be in amongst the goals alongside Ben Thompson in a resounding win.
So, big thanks to Jeevan for getting involved in the podcast. Obviously, he provided a little bit more knowledge than I know about the National League South. So, make sure to follow him on his Instagram, Dartford FC Fans. But on to the northern side of the FA Trophy draw. Straight off the back, we've got Curzon Ashton versus Kidderminster Harriers. Curzon off the back of a good win against York City. They were first winning 7, I believe. I think Curzon will draw against Kidderminster with a 1-1 draw there. York City versus Altrincham. York City can go top of the league in the National League North, but they've got to turn their attention to the FA Trophy. 2 losses in a row after no losses at all. This could be a big game to rebuild the confidence, and I think they will do that with a 2-0 win over Altrincham. Workington versus Falsey Celtic. Don't know too much about either of these teams, but Workington always seem to have a good sort of cup run. I'm going to go for a 1-0 win to Workington, despite Falsey Celtic having a good time of it in the National League North. Darlington versus Gainsbury Trinity. I think Darlington, again, another team that had a good FA Cup in the second, and have done pretty well in the FA Cup, but I've got a tough fixture against Gainsborough, but I think Darlington will get through with a 3-1 victory. Gloucester versus Bradford. Bradford have really struggled this year in the relegation zone, but I think this is an opportunity for them to build confidence with a 2-1 win over Gloucester. Blythe versus Alfrington. I'm going to go for a 2-0 win for Blythe there. Brackley versus Chester. Chester, you know, they're starting to show the signs they could push for the title, and I think they will do that, actually. And Brackley are always in and around there. So I think this could be a very interesting game in the FA Trophy, where both sides really want to get promoted this season. But I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be a 3-3 draw there. Guiseley versus AFC Telford. I think this should be a decent game. Guiseley, obviously, just stayed up last season, doing okay this year. I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw there, not a very exciting one. Colne versus Southport, not too much to say, but a 2-0 win to Southport. Kings Lynn versus Hereford, the current leaders of the league versus Hereford, who aren't in the greatest of form at the moment. Kings Lynn for a 4-0 win over there. Halsbean Town versus Gateshead. I'm going to go for a 2-0 win to Gateshead away at Houndsween. Can't even say it. But yeah, that is the second episode of the non-league review. If you would like to get involved in the National League North side, I've got Jimmy helping me out on the National League South side, because as you can tell, I don't know a massive amount about the National League North. I know a decent amount about the National League, but if you do want to get involved and do what Jeevan has for the National League North, that'd be much, much appreciated. Just message me on social media, or as I said before, just get involved in little fixtures and provide your own opinion. That'd be much, much appreciated in your own little section. That'd be great. But yeah, again, thanks for the support on the first episode. Hope this video does well. Let me know what you thought of my predictions, and also Jeevan's predictions as well. Enjoy the fixtures you're going to this weekend. And that's been the non-league review. I'll see you later.